Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian. My brand new book is for pre-order right now. It's called Gut Feelings. The subtitle is Healing the Shame-Fueled Relationship Between What You Eat and How You Feel, really talking about the bidirectional relationship between mental health and physical health, and how mental health is physical health, talking about the research in the scientific literature of shame and stress and trauma and even intergenerational trauma, and how it impacts our brain, our gut-brain axis, inflammation levels, our hormones, and then conversely, how underlying gut problems like SIBO and mold toxicity, things that we see clinically, how that impacts our mood, like things like anxiety, depression. I'm so excited for Gut Feelings. We have tons of free stuff when you pre-order at drwillcole.com. So anything you need to know about what we do as far as the clinical work, the telehealth center, becoming a patient, the books, there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners of The Art of Being Well, we're giving away free signed books. You can pick whatever one you want when you win, if you win. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the show. And every month, no matter when you listen to this episode, my team and I will be randomly picking winners every single month. So you can do it two different ways. You can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you could screenshot your Apple Podcast review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram as well as the Apple Podcast review. And I'll reach out to you. I'll ask which book you want us to send you. I'll sign it. We'll send it out to you wherever you're at in the world. Good luck. All right. You know, at the end of almost every regular episode, when I'm talking to one of my friends in wellness, I will put in at the end of the episode a special Ask Me Anything, where I'll randomly pick a question that somebody submits. Send in your questions, continue to send them to us, and I will answer your health questions at the end of the episodes. And then we have these episodes that you're listening to right now that are really devoted entirely to your burning health questions in an Ask Me Anything. So we are here with the team. On the right side of me, we have my brilliant clinical patient team, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners. You know them from every Ask Me Anything episode, Emily and Megan. What's up, girls?
Hello.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of me, we have the brilliant head of what we call in the clinic, the patient liaison, patient experience liaison.
Hello.
Holly D.
Hi.
DJ Holly D. Let's go. We're back.
One of the last Ask Me Anythings, I described you as the heart and the soul of the clinic.
Oh, that's so sweet. But I feel like everyone has their own vital piece to play.
Yes, that's true. That's very nice of you. But you're right. But you're responsible for curating the best experience for our patients. So you get to see the yin and the yang of the clinic, mm-hmm. you know, the clinical side, and also Holly, in many ways, is the heart and mind of the people that listen to this podcast. You're the every person in the sense of...
Oh, you better believe it, y'all.
She's your representative, people.
Yes. I'm like half of the things we talk about. I'm like, well, I've never heard of that one.
So Holly's learning along with you all from the clinical side, and she's not in the patient visits with us.
I'm soaking this in. But seriously, if you guys do have burning health questions, we really want you to send in your questions so that we can answer. We were just saying that earlier this week, like, people, send them in. Get your AMAs in
there.
So
you can do it by going to drwillcole.com. There's emails there. What's the actual email account?
drwillcoleinfo@gmail.com. And that is DR for doctor.
drwillcoleinfo@gmail.com. So submit your questions. We add them to a Google Doc. And yeah, that's the easiest way because, that'll just be the easiest way. So this is a very special Ask Me Anything episode. So people ask us a lot, probably on a daily basis from patients and people on social media. They want to know, what are your thoughts on this wellness trend? What are your thoughts on that wellness trend? So today we're going to go over some wellness trends to look out for that we are seeing. This is all we do. We live and breathe this stuff, that we just want you to be on that cutting edge of everything that's going on in the health and wellness world. We're all going to share one that we see on the up and coming, or maybe something that, you know, you may have never heard about. And then you'll get our hot take on this latest wellness trend. And I want to give you a caveat for a lot of these is that there's ultimately nothing new under the sun. And that's what wellness trends are. That's what trends are in our world, right? They're hitting some sort of zeitgeist, but they actually have been used in society, maybe traditionally throughout human history for thousands of years, but it's just new to the sort of the common like awareness, the mainstream awareness, or it's been used clinically for a long time. And it's something that we've always used in functional medicine, but then we see it in the blogosphere and podcasts and in the news as far as trending, you know, articles, that people are just now becoming aware of it. So those are the things we're going to highlight today. And then we'll give, again, our hot take on this. The first wellness trend that I want to dive into and get you all's thought on this is sound therapy. Again, nothing new at all. We've implemented this in patient protocols for a long time, and it's been used throughout human history for thousands of years. So I just feel like it's something that we see within the wellness world creeping up as far as people's, the zeitgeist of it today in common pop culture. So let's talk about it. Sound therapy has been used for a long time. There's different modalities that I see trending out there. Something that we have used clinically for patients is something called binaural beats, right? Team.
Yeah.
So there are two different frequencies of sounds in each ear that there's some compelling research around its ability to support the parasympathetic nervous system, basically the one aspect of the autonomic nervous system that's really inhibited and weak for a lot of people. So the resting, digesting, calming mechanisms in the body. So I think more and more people are aware of the sort of medicine of sound, the sound medicine that's out there.
Yeah.
And that's really a ripple effect of what researchers are exploring. A few years ago, I talked to a medical doctor, researcher, her name's Kulreet Chaudhary. Look up her work. I mean, she's a medical doctor in India, primarily. She's in the States too. But she's doing a lot of research of how different sounds and mantras and meditations that have been used for thousands of years, how it impacts our physiology, how it impacts our immune system, how it impacts our endocrine system and nervous system. Really compelling. So you have these sort of ancient modalities like mantras and meditations and songs. And you also have things like sound bowls and sound baths that you got. Remember that one time in Miami?
We love our sound baths.
Remember that one time in Miami?
What you didn't know about Dr. Cole is that he's a professional sound bath.
I'm not. But we were in this house with some sound singing bowls. I was trying it to the best of my ability.
We basically told him, don't quit your day job. But we love to hear it.
But I love going to sound baths. And I think it's becoming, people are aware of it, that food is medicine, movement is medicine, but sound is medicine too. Yeah. And there's a lot of exciting scientific, now we know the mechanisms, like research is catching up with antiquity that we kind of know, oh wow, there's a theory within the scientific literature called dynamic attending theory. Yeah. And it's looking at both the physics of sound and the psychology of sound. The physics of sound is the oscillations, and this dynamic attending theory is looking at the science of how the oscillation of music is influencing the oscillation of our brainwaves and how it's actually impacting how our neurotransmitters are signaling and how it's supporting things like focus. If you're struggling with focus or brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, depression, how it can actually improve our mood. Some of this research I put in Gut Feelings in the new book because it's so exciting. So, and then there are like these things that have been used for thousands of years, like sound baths. And then there are newer soundscapes and apps that are looking, they're doing, using this in sort of a biohacking tech way. There's an app called AI Lullaby, I think is what it's called. It's an app that's using different sound therapies at different frequencies to support these mechanisms, these calming mechanisms in the body. And there's one called Brain FM. That's another app that I'm aware of that's out there. Brain Tap, who we all met, the team at Brain Tap.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
At the biohacking conference. Mm-hmm. Brain Tap are these headphones that you wear. It's attached to an app. And it uses binaural beats. It uses different frequency of sound and how you did it all.
It was incredible. Yes. I have to confess really quick. I thought that this whole time, my whole life, that it was binaural beads. I'm what are they doing?
There are ear beads that you do for acupuncture.
Anyways, beads now makes a lot more sense. But we did the brain tapping when we were in California.
Yeah, we said it felt like you took a nap, but you didn't.
Oh, it was incredible.
Actually,
and we're going to have the people at Brain Tap on at some point.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I've talked to them about it, and they are excited to share the science about it. So we'll go even into a deeper dive. I'm just perusing the science on this. But anywhere between meditation, like chanting mantras, to these apps, biohacking, sound therapy, sound medicine, to a sound bath, it is really interesting science. What do you all think?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We've always known that sounds, songs, music, like makes us feel good, right? Relaxes us. But I think now it's just so cool that we get to see the evidence. We get to see the specific frequencies even that really do change the body and how they change the body. And I think that it just gives us more evidence to really say, like, this needs to be used. This absolutely is an incredible tool that can change the way that your body functions. Yeah. And I think, you know, with knowing that, why not use it as a tool? And I think more people are interested in it and seeing the benefits from it. I mean, we talk a lot about it with our patients and have seen a lot of success with it. So I love to see the evidence of that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm always a big fan, and this is, I guess, kind of the what is biohacking kind of answer. But I love seeing something that, like, thousands and thousands of years ago, a tribe may have used to heal somebody, and everybody would be like, what do you mean? Like, this tribe would use like sound or music to like heal somebody or to like help somebody get into a better headspace. And now, like Emily said, and Dr. Cole said, we have the ability to study it and say scientifically, there is science behind it that we used this thousands of years ago that tribe never knew the science behind it. Right. Now we can show that.
Yeah, they just saw
it. I think it's awesome.
Intuitively and anecdotally, they saw it working. And look, I think it's probably in some ways the height of hubris on our part that we think that our modern science is somehow like, okay, now we're substantiating things.
Yeah. Right. Now it means something.
Yeah, right. But there are so many ancient books that have been destroyed or lost to time where they actually did have their own science on these things in their own way. And even like seeing it as sort of the art of it all too, but how frequency and how resonance impacts human physiology and can change our world. I mean, because if you think about it, even on a cellular level, we are mostly energy. It's just physics and understanding how sound impacts. It's just as influential as the foods we eat. It's energy, and it can instruct our biochemistry just like your next meal can. And then I think, think about the type of music that people predominantly listen to.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. Like the music that you listen to can be healing. And it's like, you think about how much like music, I mean, just being honest, that we listen to that's like kind of garbage. Like,
yeah.
and the messages they're putting out there and the frequency of those messages.
What we're singing and what we're listening to, like,
it's like a lower resonance.
Could be hurting us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you notice it like impacting people's mood if they're always listening to lower frequency things. And I mean by the words, the power of words, but also the frequency. There's not a lot of consciousness or healing in that industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that certain artists are trying to change that. Leanne Rimes, the country music artist, pop artist, her and I are like social media friends. She, I know, implements a lot of these principles of using sound intentionally to heal. So I love what she's doing. We had Major on the podcast a while ago. So go back and listen to the episode. He is a pop R&B artist that uses music at specific frequencies that mimic nature so you can listen to
modern
music, but using it in an intentional, high vibrational, high resonance, optimal frequency wavelengths. So really cool stuff. Keep an eye. It's nothing new, but it's probably going to be more and more in my mind in the bigger mainstream zeitgeist in the coming years to come every year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. To live your healthiest, longest life possible, you need to understand what's going on inside. Inside Tracker takes a personalized approach to health and longevity from the most trusted and relevant source, your body. Inside Tracker was created by experts in aging, genetics, and biometric data from Harvard, Tufts, and MIT. Inside Tracker provides personalized health analysis and clear recommendations, plus a customized action plan on how to live healthier longer. Inside Tracker can also calculate your biological age. You have to check this out. The rate at which you're aging compared to your chronological age, as well as ways to lower your biological age and support longevity. The thing I love most about Inside Tracker is that they give you recommendations on things you can control to optimize your health, like food, supplements to focus on, workouts, and other very specific lifestyle choices based on your lab data. And now for a limited time, you can save on Inside Tracker and get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store when you sign up. So if you're ready to get a personalized plan to build strength, speed recovery, and optimize your health for the long haul, then grab your discount at insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. That's insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. Have you heard about Open yet? Man, you have to check this out. Open is a mindfulness app built to transform your life. I freaking love it. Experience the power of combining breathwork. Oh man, the science behind breathwork is so exciting, but I don't want to go on a tangent right now. But basically what Open does is combines the science-backed power of breathwork, meditation, sound, and movement to strengthen your mind-body connection. Practice digitally on their app and website or in person at their studio in Venice, California. And if you want to join me, I'm going to be doing Open's Breathwork and Meditation Challenge. Let me tell you all about it. They are encouraging their community to join in and participate in this challenge in January. You can get free unlimited digital access to Open January 1st to the 31st. And what we're going to do is complete 31 practices in 31 days in January. Any digital class on the app or website you get access to. There's going to be daily breath work and meditation practices for us and some amazing bonuses. You can actually enhance your results with unlimited access to movement classes like yoga, Pilates, and high intensity interval training or HIIT training. When you complete the challenge, you get entered to win an Open in-person retreat. You can stay connected with your community on the Open app social feed. You can share your Open profile handle with your community to stay connected, explore popular classes, and share kudos with the other people in the community. Open is my favorite app for meditation and breath work. So join me in the Open Challenge. Go to withopen.com/Will Cole. That's withopen.com/Will Cole. Find the link in the show notes to practice for free. withopen.com/Will Cole to sign up. I'll see you there at the Open Challenge.
Hey guys, I'm Kinsey from the I Love You So Much podcast. On my show, we talk about everything, lifestyle, business, finance, beauty, you name it. My favorite part about the show is the amazing guests that we bring on. We have everyone ranging from like business experts to influencers, CEOs, creative masterminds. It's so much fun. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, and it's just at Kinsey Elizabeth. I release new episodes every Thursday, so hope to see you there.
What's the next wellness trend we're going to cover?
So one that I think that I'm loving to see and honestly has personally impacted me as well is just the streamlined skincare routines that we're starting to see more and more. And I love there was a research article done in this year, actually, and basically just showed in comparison to years before how much makeup sales have decreased. I think it showed decreased by 19% and skincare skyrocketed. Wow. Skincare went up by 42%. And I thought it's so cool to see because people now are more and more wanting to take care of their skin, wanting to make sure that they are, you know, putting less toxic products on and they're being more intentional about the skincare and just the integrity of that. As well, and just taking care of even like the microbiome and really wanting to support the skin from the inside out too as well. And so I think that that's something that is a really cool trend that we're seeing. We're also seeing just more sustainable packaging as well. Yep. Like with skincare, you're seeing a lot more refillable options, which I
brands
think
brands are being intentional.
Yes, it's really cool.
Getting
I think
rid of the
just hyper upcycling
plastic
that.
Of everything.
Exactly. So I think that, you know, that's something that has impacted me a lot, you know, over the past just 2 years, I've really taken some time to really care more for my skincare and less about wearing a full face of makeup every day. And I also see you're seeing even like more brands want to become non-toxic as well. So cleaning up their products and the ingredients that they're using. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what your guys' thoughts is, but I love it. I think that this trend is something that we're going to see more and more. And I think it's just empowering women and men and everybody to take care of their skin.
Yeah, no, I love it. I have a friend with amazing skin. She's actually like my best friend. And she always says her skin is so good because she only wears makeup on special occasions. And it's not so much that, it's that she doesn't expose her skin to those toxins on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Where I noticed once I stopped wearing makeup every day and switched over to more natural makeup, my skin also looked great. But it wasn't the fact that I wasn't wearing makeup. It was the fact I shifted it to the makeup that wasn't full of toxins that made my skin age.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is, I don't know if this is going to sound a little vain or not, but I was recently in a wedding and I got my makeup done professionally. And the artist was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing with your skin? Your skin is so nice. And I was like, wow, I feel like you really mean it.
Yes. Like when
I loved it, but I don't really wear makeup to, you know, different events unless it's like a special occasion too. Now I just don't feel like it's necessary. And I also feel in a way it is empowering me to embrace you know, this is who I am in a way. And
be intentional with when you do wear it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to wear it, there's so many options out there that are more natural, clean, non-toxic things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, their Skin Deep page specifically. If you're looking for more non-toxic brands, it's a great place to start.
Now I verify everything on EWG. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
It's a good reference.
But that's only as of like this past year in my life. I grew up in a household where like my mom, even to this day, like if I come visit my parents and I'm not wearing makeup, it's like, what are you like? She doesn't leave the house without makeup.
Yeah.
Love my mom.
Yeah.
We've talked about her before, but like I just grew up like you don't leave the house without having makeup on. Yeah.
That was that generation for sure.
And you're right. It has been so empowering to be like, no, this is who I am, mom.
Dola, take it or leave it.
Yeah. My mom will comment if I'm not wearing makeup, but then when I like put, like when I'm home, if I'm going to see friends on a Friday night and I put makeup on, she'll be like, wow, you look great. What'd you do? I'm like, I put on a full face of makeup. Thanks, Donna.
Donna.
But I do think that, yes, we have lived in a world where it's like, if you're not wearing makeup, uh-huh. are you sick?
Yes.
Is there something yes. wrong with
are
you?
Just, are wow, you... she looks rough.
But like, I
that's
feel like
messed up, right?
It's messed up. And I feel like it's changing so much now uh-huh. to the yes. point where it's like, wow, like instead of, are you sick? It's like, oh my gosh, your skin, uh-huh. you're glowing.
Like, yes. I actually get excited, like researching skincare now. Like I spent half of my weekend, I feel like, because yeah. I'm like, I need some new skincare.
And the one thing that I think can be really intimidating about the skincare world is you feel like you have to have this super comprehensive routine. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like you're not going to have the skin, you know, that you see on social media, which first of all, those are filters. Like, come on, yeah. let's be real.
We all know that now.
Filters, whatever. But if you don't have to have some complex routine. I feel like the less is more really in that mm-hmm. phase. And sometimes your skin does so much better with the less products that you yeah. use too. So don't, you know, don't get overwhelmed and intimidated by that. I think that there's a lot. And you actually, what was the episode that you did that really talked about skincare yeah. too?
Well, we've had a few people. We've had Tata Harper. We've had Dr. Barbara Sturm. We've had yeah. Dr. Whitney Bow listen yep. to that episode with mm-hmm. that skin cycling. And that's really paring down.
Yeah. Yes.
Tina Chen Craig with You Beauty. We had her. Yeah. She's also about yes. really being paring down like the minimal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a lot of really smart
yeah.
people.
Yeah. So lots in of content world. If you're looking to get more information on it, but less is more for yeah. sure.
100%.
Next wellness trend.
All right. So the wellness trend that is also kind of about simplification of life is adding intentional movement within your day, specifically your work day. You know, I think I was a personal trainer through college and grad school, and even a little bit when I worked here, it was my like little weekend job that I decided mm-hmm. to do. And for the longest time with like Orange Theory and various like boot camps, there's nothing wrong with that, but it was, I'm going to pound my body into the pavement mm-hmm. for an hour. High intensity. Mm-hmm. I've got 1 hour to do this before work, and I'm going to crush my soul and also maybe, you know, spike my
and
cortisol.
My joints.
My joints and my cortisol. Everything's going to go out of whack. And then, you know, we know that that's not the best option. Now, research is showing the better option is to really break up your day. You know, go for that lunchtime walk mm-hmm. like we go on. Get the standing desk yeah. after work or in the morning, maybe do some stretches to wake up your body. And it's a slow and steady shift about how we think about fitness integrating into our lives, especially mm-hmm. for people who don't have that hour to bust their butts every mm-hmm. morning. And I think it's very effective. Studies are showing it's maybe even healthier for us. It's more mm-hmm. attainable. And again, it kind of goes back to more of a primitive time where our ancestors didn't wake up and work out for an hour every morning. They would be like, oh, I have to go forage.
Yes, they had to move.
Yes. It was an intentional, yeah. lighter mm-hmm. to moderate movement, not 1 hour of heavy movement.
Right. And it's yeah. more sustainable because you're yeah. not wearing and tearing. And there's nothing wrong, like you said, with little pockets right. of to your tolerance doing yes. high intensity interval training.
Shout out to Peloton. They're awesome.
Because we do have sedentary lives where we yes. need to mm-hmm. have time to
offset.
That.
Yeah.
But I remember talking to Harley Pasternak, who's a trainer a few years ago, and he made me shift my mindset around that because I was picking his brain about all of these things. He's like, what are you doing the other 23 hours of the day?
Love
so
it.
Like, yeah, that's right. Like we need to yeah. make, and there's research, like you said, to show this, that pockets of walking throughout the day, even yep. if it's like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, half an hour there, whenever you have time, by just walking or doing squats, it really can, that's a big needle mover for somebody's health.
Yeah, it's huge. And it doesn't, you know, kill your joints and your cortisol and all that stuff. And it's attainable. I mean, I think everyone in the office, we try to go on our lunchtime walks, which is a mile. And I know every time I go to the bathroom, everyone probably knows that I'm doing my 10 to 15 squats when yeah. I get up and I look ridiculous, but it is just, it makes me happier. It builds my endorphins. It makes me more productive. I just think that there's yeah. a shift coming.
Yeah. And I love that too, because it is, you're right. It's more sustainable. I mean, for me, like I feel that over the past few years for me, it's been really hard to find like pockets of heavy movement.
Yeah, you and got it's a lot like on your plate, girl.
It's just like, mm-hmm. it can be overwhelming or intimidating in a way, but like just getting those intentional movements in, like that's so easy. It's,
yeah.
And honestly, it's fun. Like it's not,
yes.
it's something that I can look forward to, not have to be like, and granted, I do think there's just some, you know, motivation on my end that needs to change a little bit about those pockets of things too. But I do think that it's something that we can look forward to as well, as just like, taking a breath of fresh air and like really
step outside, do some stretches, do what you gotta
do. The three of us are pretty dedicated walkers during lunch.
And not me.
Bria, we'll get to you in a second, Holly.
We're still your work in progress. But I haven't taken one.
I've asked you every day for 4 years. But Brianna comes on the team.
Yeah.
She's on the patient team as well. But yeah, Holly, she needs her alone time during lunch.
I always tell them I like to have a little downtime.
We have downtime.
You know what, though? It's like some days I haven't confessed this to you, but sometimes I do think like, oh, a walk would be nice. But I think at this point now, it's just like, commit. No, I won't do it.
You know, what if we committed to a silent walk a week? And so like it was downtime because we didn't talk.
I need. All right.
We can convince you and Andrea.
Andrea does it too.
Yeah. Andrea walks in the parking lot in circles.
Yes. Yeah. We walk like intentionally as a group and Andrea paces the parking lot. We're like, Andrea, you could just walk with us. But she doesn't want
to. She drives around. She doesn't like our pace though.
Yeah. She doesn't like our pace.
You know what? We do walk. You guys know this. I drive around. Listen to me.
We speed walk. We don't run, but we do speed walk. I'm having trouble keeping up. All
right. This is something that I need to take. You know what? I do stretch out during the day. Sometimes you'll come up to my desk area.
We will
literally
walk up to the desk area and Holly will be on the floor getting a good stretch in.
I'd like to get a good stretch in. So that counts, doesn't it?
It does absolutely count.
It does count. It's so
I know
movement.
It's not the walk. I have recently started to walk after work. And like you said, I really look forward to it.
Can we get you to commit on air that you will take a walk with us?
Let's start next week.
If you're waiting for the right time, Holly, it's now.
It's you know, I let's be real. I need some motivation in that area too. So,
anyways, when you walk outside and get in nature and talk about forest bathing,
and
Shinrin-yoku and the research around that, it's great for your air. It's great to get out in the fresh air, right? To calm our inflammation levels, to support our mood and all that.
And you don't need to go fancy with that nature walk. We walk around a hospital that's next door. That is our nature walk.
Yes.
It's
and
still
there's
nature.
And we have that really shady street with the motel.
I've actually never been up the street. I don't even know what.
Yeah,
you'll
step over some needles and some.
It's around the river bend.
It's definitely.
We're basically describing hot girl walks right now. Not to extend this, but I mean, TikTok, that's the trend.
We don't
right
belong
now.
To the streets, but like we walk around them.
We walk around them.
Yeah, I guess I'll go on the hot girl walks too.
You're the leader.
Protecting these people.
Yes, you're the protection. You're the muscle.
Yes, he's a muscle. We just say he's pimping us out. He's trying to.
Oh, my word.
Horrible. So that's our walks. There are trees and needles and motels and hospitals.
Sometimes we see deer and other live animals.
And then there was that one time with that groundhog who. Bring it up feeding.
Yeah, tuna.
Tuna. Which groundhogs will eat tuna, just so you know.
If they're desperate, an injured
groundhog, but we had no other food and we wanted to save this poor groundhog.
We tried to save the animals.
Sweet Bree. She's a doll.
She literally, after lunch, walked down the road to go take this can of tuna to this groundhog and he ate it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't say I would do the same.
I really can't say that I would either. It's like a cat or a dog.
You only care about the mice.
Now you have this. We have this really lean, muscled out groundhog on our street.
He's doing push-ups.
He's a full-on carnivore.
All right. We're digressing.
Next wellness trend.
Just don't get the dolphins. Keep going.
We're moving on over to my trend. Okay. So I've talked about this before. I feel really passionate about a good social media detox. Digital detox as a whole is something that I feel like I'm working on, but social media cleanse detox for sure. Just, you know what is funny? I thought about this yesterday. When I was younger, like in college, I can remember thinking like, oh, when I'm like 30 years old, I won't have like Snapchat, Instagram, like any of it. And here we are, 31. Like I thought that was old and that you just don't have social media at that point. But here we are at 31, you know, just kidding. So I do love me some Instagram, but I'm currently on day 2 of a month detox and it's challenging, but so rewarding. You know, studies show that you have a boosted mood, that you have less anxiety, clearer focus, boosted creativity, no mo FOMO, as they say.
Got the JOMO instead.
Yeah, so I think that that's really beneficial, and that's something that I've personally like worked on this past year. I'm going to continue. I know on our podcast with Sophia Bush, she had mentioned that she sleeps with her phone in her bathroom, and that's like a new goal for me, because I'm like, I don't need my phone in my bedroom. Like, mm-hmm. let's be real.
Yeah.
But I like to play a little game of chess at nighttime.
I love it. But I love that fact that you work with this functional medicine team, but it took your hero, Sophia Bush, to say something for you to listen to a dang thing.
I mean, obviously, it's Brooke Davis. I know those details. Yeah, Brooke Davis, a.k.a.
Brooke Davis told me to go on a cleanse.
I mean, and I did. But side note, Holly was in the... Sophia Bush is a friend and patient of ours, and she... Holly was in the room when we were filming that, recording that in the studio. And she looks up to her so much. She grew up listening to her. And they had this beautiful moment at the end of the episode.
Yeah, but I do think about that when I plug my phone in at bed. I'm
Dr. Sophia Bush, thank you.
I mean, honestly, I started plugging. It's still in the bedroom, but it's like the furthest away that it can be from me. So that way it's not the last thing that I look at when I'm laying down. It's like I have to intentionally put it down and then go to bed.
Yes.
Because now I have an alarm clock. I have that like daylight alarm clock. So it's it's not what wakes me up. It's not what I look at right before I go to sleep. And even that, yes, it's still in the room, but I think that has made me a lot more intentional about I'm ending this screen time. I'm doing this. I'm setting this down. And I think, you know, I joined Holly this time around with
you're doing it?
Yes, social media detox. Yeah.
This is like a big goal for me just in general. Like I want to be more present with the people that I'm around. Like,
and this is probably my second one this year that I've done.
Yeah.
And
do you feel like when you're done with the detox that you come back using it less?
100%.
Because that's my whole thought I guess you have to be intentional about that. Otherwise, it's just a break, which just I guess like it's beneficial, but it's like you don't want to bring it, just like with patients, when they go off of these certain foods, it's not to bring it back in full force.
No,
it's
I have less of a desire, honestly, at this point. I mean, I've probably been doing this where every couple months I'll do either like a week or a month just like off of social media. And at this point, I mean, I still use it and find myself like mindlessly scrolling, but not really like in the capacity that I once
was. So you grow an awareness on how not having it makes you feel, so you can make more mindful decisions about it. I like that a lot.
And leave it to Holly. When you said this, I thought of a good 90s song, Digital Get Down by NSYNC. Do you know that one?
Shoot, how does that one go? Digital Get Down. I can't think of it.
You and Me. Yes, it's such a good
song. What a great title.
Oh, shoot, I wish I knew that one. I would totally go there with you.
I love that the title of that song. It's so early 2000s. Digital Get Down. Yeah, so yeah. Y2K. Yeah,
it was released in the early 2000s, so not really 90s, but still throwback.
Yeah, right. I would consider early 2000s pretty much 90s extensions of it.
We'll look it up.
As far as the trends and stuff. That is music to so many people's ears, right? Anyone not know what that is? That's the best kind of notification. Shopify makes it really simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. With Shopify, you'll customize your online store to your brand, discover new customers, and build the relationships that will keep them coming back. Shopify covers all the sales channels to successfully grow your business, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free on-demand business courses, Shopify is here to help you succeed every step of the way. It's how every minute new sellers from around the world make their first sale on Shopify. And you can too. As you all know, my day job is not podcasts. It is running my functional medicine telehealth center. And an outpouring of that are the books and the podcast. DrWillCole.com also exists. It's an e-commerce site as well because people want to know which vitamin D I recommend or which probiotic I recommend or which B vitamin I recommend or which collagen product I recommend. And we use Shopify for our e-commerce site. So as an actual Shopify customer, I can tell you, they make it extremely easy for someone that's not tech savvy like me. And it's an amazing tool to really elevate your brand and elevate the message that you want to put out in the world. When you're ready to take your idea to the world, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform powering millions of businesses like mine down the street and around the globe. Now it's your turn to try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. This is possibility powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/willcole, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/willcole to start selling online today. Shopify.com/willcole. Our next partner has a product I have loved for years. I use it myself. I recommend it to patients. So what is this stuff? It's called Athletic Greens. If you haven't heard about it, where the heck have you been? Because it is legendary in the health and wellness space. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens to help you start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy levels, recovery, your focus, if you're struggling with brain fog and aging, all the things. It's lifestyle friendly, no matter how you eat, if you eat high carb, low carb, keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, dairy-free, gluten-free, it doesn't matter. It complements any lifestyle. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting amazing. It supports better sleep quality and recovery. It supports mental clarity and alertness throughout the day. What I love about AG1, it's a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing that you can do simply every single day to take great care of yourself. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's recommended by just about everybody in health and wellness. And right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season right now. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. It's all you have to do. It's very easy. And to make it even easier, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. That's insane. I'm so generous of them. You get a whole year of vitamin D. And I have to say, as someone who looks at labs and optimizes them for a living, vitamin D deficiency is very ubiquitous. So to really get that immune supporting, mood supporting, energy supporting vitamin D for a full year, as well as 5 free travel packs of Athletic Greens with your first purchase, all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/willcole. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/willcole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. The next wellness trend that I want to talk about with you all here is, let's call it microdosing / alternatives for inebriation and getting high. Okay. Because I feel like this is a trend that is, we've seen it on the horizon for a while, as far as people asking us, et cetera. But I do feel like it's coming to fruition as far as its zeitgeist. I think we'll see more of that in coming years, as far as the brands that are coming out and the different products that people can use and drink and consume, whatever. So one is, let's talk about microdosing, that side of it. For more of a clinical side, there's really exciting clinical trials being done. Paul Stamets is doing some great things. Dr. Will Sue, who's been on the podcast. Yeah. Check out Will Sue's episode and Paul Stamets' work. And other people like MAPS as well, like all the researchers at MAPS are really doing some really cool stuff with psychedelics as a whole. But what I'm talking about here is not full psychedelic use, but microdosing use. The what's called the Stamets stack, Paul Stamets is in the clinical trials is using psilocybin, which is psychedelic mushrooms. He uses either psilocybin by itself at very low doses, 0.5 to 1 milligrams, or you can use the psilocybin mushroom at 1% dose, standardized dose, at 0.05 to 0.10 gram. And then he blends that and stacks it, the Stamets stack, with lion's mane mushroom, which we use clinically for patients, the mycelium of lion's mane mushroom at 1%, or the compound that's within these adaptogenic or medicinal mushrooms that are not psychoactive. These are not psychedelic, the lion's mane. But what some of these compounds called arenosines, He either uses the irinosine compound by itself at 1 to 5 milligrams or the lion's mane mushroom itself, the mycelium at 1% at 100 to 500 milligrams. And he stacks that also with niacin, vitamin B3 or nicotinic acid at 25 to 50 milligrams. He does the protocol for the Stamets stack to microdose, not just psilocybin, but combining that with lion's mane. The reason why he's using lion's mane is it's research to show, and I've written about this before in books and articles at drrealcool.com, but how it improves and encourages nerve growth factors for our brain and improves brain health, and vitamin B3, which helps with flow, like circulation flow to the brain, oxygenation to the brain. But anyways, he's doing this protocol, the Stamets stack protocol, 4 to 5 times per week, and then 2 to 3 days off. Look at what's coming out in the clinical trials here. It's very exciting and how it really is impacting, improving people's anxiety and depression and other mental health issues. And again, what I talked about earlier about gut feelings and the research of how mental health is physical health. And he's really doing this cool stuff. And it's not psychoactive. People are not getting high from these microdosing. It's just a great tool to shift the way our brain works. So stay tuned for the research there. I think that's definitely a very promising wellness trend, in my opinion. But then the other side of that is less of the clinical trial, how we could help someone therapeutically with things like anxiety, depression, and other, let's say, inflammatory brain issues, autoimmune problems. I would put in that category too, that I think with time we'll see research around microdosing and people with autoimmunity. But just from a usage standpoint, a consumer lifestyle standpoint, we're seeing so many products because we get sent them in the by the dozens, different neurotropic blends that are using compounds that are supportive of brain and mood, like Bacopa and adaptogens like rhodiola and L-theanine. And we had Botanic Tonics on the podcast a while ago that talked about the research of kava. We're seeing so many drinks out in bars and stores, like grocery stores, that are using these nootropics and things like CBD to improve mood. The people aren't looking to get drunk and high, but they want some way to—
they want to feel good.
They want to feel good. Mm-hmm. They want to kind of leverage a good mood and loosen up maybe a bit, but in a healthier, maybe more sustainable, less detrimental to our health way. I'm excited about these things because I'm not a big fan of people like just numbing themselves or escapism.
I agree. What a great alternative. This makes me so happy.
Yeah.
As someone that used to experiment on the other end with, you know, like other mushrooms, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this stuff? You don't really get high? Like, I want to try it. We should have a sample day at the office. Seriously.
Yeah. Hey,
I think that would be so fun.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, look, I think psilocybin mushrooms used not microdose, like higher doses, can be great when used with the psychiatrist that's trained in this.
There's a lot of
research with PTSD, soldiers,
not using it recreationally.
Yeah, I was not using them with the therapist.
So they always say the right set and setting, the right mindset and setting. Mm-hmm. And certainly people can use it, not abuse it in a way that's not good. But yeah, what do you all think about this sort of, let's call it a mocktail, all these things, the non-alcoholic, non-druggy things?
I think it's really cool. And like you said, I just think that more people are really caring about their health and they're seeing the impact that these things can have. And like you said, they maybe want something still to relax or whatnot, just to something, you know, that they're interested in, but they don't want the health impacts that come along with it. So they're looking for better options. And I think that's a great thing. And it's also making them more intentional about, you know, how often, about what they're, not only what they're using, but how often, and, you know, just trying to be more aware of how it impacts their body. I love that. I think, you know, sometimes we may make decisions to, you know, we even have talked about this before with, you know, beverages you have or eating out or whatever it may be. You might make a decision to have something that's not the best, but if it's an intentional decision, that's one thing compared to unintentionally coming home and drinking a whole bottle of wine every night or doing these different things that, you know, have a dramatic impact on your health.
Yeah. I agree. I think you said it great. I think it's just amazing that we are now combining again something that has been used, I feel like you've been going for years, primarily, and now we're finding ways to use it for good. But have you guys seen this? Just happened a few weeks ago, but I follow a few odd news people on Instagram. I'm sure you're not surprised. But the Sonoran Desert basically released a statement and said, please stop licking our toads. Because they have the Sonoran toad, which has like these psychedelic properties mm-hmm. and can put you on a hallucinogenic experience. And long story short, people, instead of doing this the right way, are going in and grabbing this poor toad and licking it.
I wonder how many licks you can get.
How many licks to get to get high?
Like, for real, how many people can experience that?
I don't care how many licks. I would
I don't believe you, but
a lot of people would. Let's just be real. You would try it.
You know what? I've said this before. At this point in my life, I don't want to be like,
Holly,
no,
22-year-old Holly and Megan would have went down this
turn. I would have been licking every toad.
Cut to at lunchtime, we see Holly squatted in the back forest licking some Pennsylvanian toads.
Yeah, it's like, are there just toads around here that might have those
Don't lick the Pennsylvanian toad. It's not going to work.
Pennsylvania toad's not going to be good as the Sonoran Desert toad.
You may get some weird virus.
She comes back, she's like, I don't feel so good.
But that's crazy. But is that like combo? I mean, combo is used for frog.
Yeah.
Like a.
It's very, very similar. They said it can produce a hallucinogenic effect. It can induce a high. Actually, has even been shown that the. And it's an endangered toad, the poor toad.
I'm sorry.
Quit licking toads, people. Come on.
But apparently, it can help with irregular heartbeats, too. So they're going to study it, but like in a controlled way.
Yeah. Is it really harming the toads, though? I mean,
no, they said you could lick it a while. It's more exfoliation for the toads.
And the rats. You can care about the toads.
It's not that I don't care, but
I love that she's justifying it. Is it really hurting the toad? I mean, who doesn't?
What if someone's an aggressive licker, Holly?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, wow. I'm gagging right now thinking about this.
But yeah, there's so many brands out there, not including Toad Sweat, that have things like adaptogens. That, like, there's one brand that comes to mind, Kin.
Yes, I was just looking up Ken. Yeah, Ken. That's the one.
Yes, because Jen Bachelor and Bella Hadid, and they've talked, Bella's talked about quitting drinking and like really wanted to come out with a product that would benefit her. And it includes things like rhodiola, like I mentioned, that's an adaptogen that we use from patient protocols all the time, different adaptogenic protocols that supports the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, 5-HTP, which is a precursor to serotonin. It has GABA, which is a sort of anti-anxiety compound.
Love to try it.
But also different B vitamins to support brain health and methylation, like paroxetine and niacin, folate. So really cool stuff. I think it's brilliant because we know how detrimental alcohol is to somebody's health, especially regular use of it. And if you're going to go for alcohol, we've talked about it, like low alcohol wine is what I recommend because it's the least amount of alcohol.
Yeah.
That's low sugar, also organic, biodynamic, all that stuff. We've had Dry Farm Wines on. We've had Aveline on talking about what they have out there from a pragmatist standpoint that I want to pick the better for you option if you're going to drink. But these nootropic blends, adaptogenic mocktail things that are out there and microdosing out there that if you're looking to just chill out a bit and then support a healthy mood, these are some things to consider.
Is it just me or do these like adaptogenic drinks have like the best marketing branding? Like the drinks just look so good. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you walk through, when you're in Los Angeles and you walk through Air One, it's
like, I was literally thinking of that. I'm like, wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's the power of branding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do a good job. They have it dialed in, especially when you see them all together. I think it's less like distracted. Like if you're in a non-curated store, it's still attractive maybe, but it's not as concentrated. Air One's very concentrated curation of very well marketed, but also beyond the marketing, really quality things.
I mean, they're stunning.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this?
No.
Yeah. All right, my friends, it's been a great episode. We have some news before we go. And then we'll wrap it up with a special outro from Holly. But this is Megan.
Megan
is about to have a sweet baby.
Oh,
I hope he's sweet. This is my baby, so we'll hope.
So I feel like it's only fitting that you'd give the name of the podcast
written out.
We won't put you on this.
Podcast.
No, I mean the name on the podcast. Sorry, the name of the baby on the podcast.
You gatekeeping.
I am Kylie Jenner.
The Kylie
it's
Jenner.
It's going to be Will.
Russell Jr. I'm naming Bryce it after my mentor and second father.
Wow. You're just a brown noser right now.
Bryce won't mind at all. I'm
Bryce won't mind. Y'all have been on her about listen, this name.
Listen, we've gotten close. She has we said have, that we we've clues. Guessed it.
Yes.
Yeah. The name has been mentioned in The Office. I mean, 300 names were mentioned. So
I still won't say it right now, but I feel like I guessed the right name.
We what was your guess? Okay, can we
I'm
just
not
get?
Gonna say it.
She won't have to answer us, but can you take a guess what you thought it was?
Everyone should say one guess.
Yes, you say one okay, guess. What did okay. you think?
I'm just gonna say I'm pretty sure this is the one that I guessed, but I think it's Aiden.
Aiden. I like it.
You said Aiden. Aiden?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I thought Mac. I thought Malcolm. I thought Jude.
Okay, my guess was Elliot, but I also had like 15 guesses, so I can't even remember.
I love all of those names, though.
I do, too.
But it's
soon
not the right
enough,
one.
We'll know.
But soon enough, when I come
just
back,
tell
we will announce.
All right, but anyway, so the announcement is, my friends, that for a few months,
yes.
we will not have Megan in the clinic or on the podcast for the Ask Me Anything episodes because she's going to be with her sweet baby on maternity leave, which we're so excited for.
Yes, I'm so excited. I work in such an uplifting, amazing place that allows me to do this and then come back when I'm very much ready, I'm sure.
You will be, it's an intense time, but it'll be beautiful and you can't get it back. Yes. So soak it in.
Yes, I'm going to soak it in.
And we told her she can have the baby here in the clinic too. Like,
I'm ready to catch,
Megan. I'm ready to catch. I'm just letting you know.
We'll get the doulas
Emily,
in here.
Free
we'll get,
birth. Let's go.
I'm down for it.
But you'll be missed and you'll be back in a few months.
Yes.
The mic will be waiting. The patients will be waiting.
I can't wait. I'm sure with plenty of stories.
Yeah. So in her stead, Andrea, who you all know from the Mental Health is Physical Health episode, who is our head of, like, she's the clinic manager and head functional nutrition practitioner. She will be replacing Megan for a few months.
Yep.
And Megan will be back. So you'll hear Andrea even more because she's on both the mental
health.
She's on both types of episodes. Yeah. So yeah, go back to listen to those Mental Health is Physical Health episodes if you want to get to introduce to Andrea if you haven't already. But we'll miss you, Megan.
Thank you. I'll miss you guys too. It'll go fast.
Right. So we have, before we go, we have to have a little.
Oh my God.
What did you prepare?
You know, we end every Ask Me Anything episode with a 90s song, just because, you know, we'd have just learned about sound medicine. And now I feel like the 90s were really
medicinal.
Steeped. Very steeped medicinally with some good tunes.
Very licking and medicinal in the 90s.
Give us a good one.
I don't know if this song that's in my head is from the 90s. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
You guys really put me on the spot. Okay. The dawn is breaking.
Wow. You need to commit.
Come on, commit. I need to look up the lyrics really quick.
Oh my gosh.
Don't know digital get down.
It's and just... I'm tangled up in you. Even the best fall down.
Yes. Is that Howie Day?
Do you know it?
Is it Howie Day?
Even
you
made it?
No, I like it.
What is the lyrics?
Say it. Even the best fall down sometimes.
It remotely even sounds familiar.
Do you not know it?
No.
Start to run. Bye. Is that it?
Even
is it Collide?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's Howie the Day. Song.
Howie Day.
I need to know if everyone listening knows that song, because that's what came to my mind.
Not going to lie.
I listened to it recently.
I don't know any other songs by Howie Day. Sorry, sir.
I feel like that was a good frequency. I feel healed from it. Yeah. Therapeutically.
He's still touring, Ollie.
Be blessed by that, because I could also give you some dirty rap music, too.
Dude, give us one before we go.
For whatever reason, my brain has stored these songs that I was singing in like eighth or ninth grade, and they're just not cute.
All right, everybody. Hope you're doing well, and we'll see you next time on the podcast. If you want to learn more about what we do, the clinical work, the telehealth center, becoming a patient, pre-ordering or ordering gut feelings, check it all out at drwillcole.com. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.